Bob's on the line.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, Bob.
How you doing?
Swell.
Is this TD?
Yes, sir.
My wife doesn't get why I listen to you.
Yeah, there's a lot of couples. There are a lot of couples like that out there. It's usually one or the other. A lot of times the wife listens and the guy would like to eviscerate me, but in your case, it's the other way around. Rare are the couples both listening to the show. I mean, even my own mother and stepfather are in a situation where, you know, he really would have preferred that before she got married to him, that she would have said something about checking out every night at 8 o'clock to listen to the show. And I feel for the guy. Imagine marrying a woman and then finding out that you lose her every night for a couple of hours. And he's bitter about it. And there are a lot of couples like that. There was a couple at the fair that came up to me where the guy stood about 20 feet away, wouldn't come near me, didn't want to shake my hand, wanted nothing to do with me. His wife loved the show.
I think that's what I'm dealing with here.
Yeah, and you got to ask yourself, what's more important, my show or your relationship? If it's hurting your marriage, by God, you know.
Uh-oh.
What would she rather you listen to?
Well,
KS95?
Well, she talks about, you know, she says Joe Suchere, you know.
She likes Joe.
Yeah, you know, she listens to Joe during the day and so on, and she says, well, you know, people are always waiting on the phone to hear him, but they don't have to wait as long to hear you when they call up, you know.
Well, there's no wait when you call me. But why does she bring up the wait?
Well, I don't know. That this is some type of a criteria that if people have to wait on the phone to talk to you, then the show's better.
Huh.
And that makes no sense to me.
No. Fortunately, there actually is not a direct correlation between number of calls and ratings, or I'd be doomed.
Oh, really?
I'd be a dead man if there was a relationship there. You know, and actually, I don't think Cannon would have made it all those years because he didn't take any calls. But is your wife handy right now?
Yeah, well, she's in the back of my minivan here because we're driving home from up north, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And do you hear yelling?
I'd like to talk to her, please.
Danelle, come here. Danelle.
Yeah. Danelle. Turn the radio up real loud, please. Turn the radio up real loud, please.
Turn it up real loud?
Real loud. Danelle. Danelle. Danelle, take the phone right now, Danelle. Kids, you get your mother to take that phone right now. You take the phone, Danelle, right this second. Take it. I'm not going to stop talking until you take the phone, Danelle. Danelle, pick up the phone. Pick it up. Pick up the phone right now, Danelle. Grab it. You grab it. You know you want to grab it. Just take it. Put your hand around it right now and put it up to your ear and your mouth.
Hello?
Hi, Danelle. Hi, Mishki here. So, when you're listening to Suchi, what exactly do you enjoy about the program when he talks about engines and things?
Well, I kind of grew up, my dad, I think, has an extremely high CI index. And
God, Joe's got the whole damn city talking like that. What the hell's going on? So Joe reminds you of your dad. Tell him to turn the radio down now. That little game is over now. The little radio game is over. Let's turn the radio down. So Joe reminds you of your dad.
I'm in a lot of trouble right now.
Joe reminds you of your dad.
No. He does not remind me of my dad. No.
Grandpa?
No.
Mm.
I've never met Joe. I've just listened to him on the radio. I think he's, I don't know.
What's your favorite thing about Joe?
No, his humor.
See, that's there's why this isn't working with you and my show, because Joe's humor is so different than mine, and that's why it's not working for you. That's why this show's never going to work.
Well, I made an innocent remark, and my husband dialed the phone.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. Well,
I'm sorry about this.
No, that's okay. There are a lot of relationships like this. This is very common.
Well, my husband and I disagree on the radio a lot.
Uh-huh.
Movies, too. We don't see many movies together because of that. We usually rent them separately.
Okay. I'd like to know, because if you want to at any time, if you want to park the car and just spank the dickens out of that little fellow, that's fine. But would you tell me a little more about your husband in terms of what he likes so that I can learn a little bit more about the kind of people who like my show?
Oh.
What else
Bob likes to listen to Saturday night at the 80s and 70s. He likes kung fu movies. What other things do you like? Monty Python.
Oh, well, yes, a fan of Monty Python is a friend of mine. Yeah.
He has the Brady Bunch tape. Partridge Family Greatest Hits. He has Bach, Beethoven, Mozart.
Eclectic.
Well, let's just open up the shit.
Yeah. Interesting. Interesting fella.
Elton John. Of course, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Violent Femmes.
Yeah, I've never heard of the group.
How many children did you two end up deciding to have there?
Well, we've got three kids here in the van.
Three in the van.
Yeah, and we're coming back from...
Soccer practice. Uh-huh.
No, we're coming back from Alexandria, right?
From Alexandria. Mm-hmm. So how is family life? Are you glad you went through with it?
I am very happy. It's just situations like this that are a little tense for me.
Yeah. Do you like Rush Limbaugh?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All righty. I think we're learning a little more about you. Do you like Dr. Laura?
No, I do not like Dr. Laura. I would refuse to listen to her.
Well, you and I have that in common, at least.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard my song about her?
No.
You haven't? Well, I'm going to win you over tonight. I'm going to win you over.
Well, let me just defend myself here.
Oh, you don't need to. You're like 90% of the Twin Cities. You turn on Joe, and when he's done, you turn us off and treat us like crap here at the...
No. Please listen to me. This is unfair because I've never, in all honesty, listened to your show. So it's not fair.
I got a great show. I got a great show.
When you're on, I'm putting dinner on and getting the kids ready for bed and all that stuff. And this is an innocent little remark, and my husband went a little bit overboard.
Hey, what were you saying about callers? What were you saying about the number of people waiting on hold? Were you saying something about that?
Hello.
Huh?
My husband.
Were you saying something to him about the number of people waiting on hold?
This was my only comment about that.
And how did you know that you didn't have to wait long for my...
I also realized the time of day more people listen.
No, that's okay. I don't mind the fact that... So, in other words, you've called Joe.
No, I've never called Joe.
Oh.
I've never made a phone call to the radio ever.
No, but Joe apparently... But does Joe spend a lot of time talking about how long people are on hold?
Yeah.
Oh.
He does. He'll mention, people... Well, not all the time, but...
Okay, well, listen, I'm going to play a song for you, okay? So keep the radio on. What's your first name again?
Danelle.
Okay, how old are you?
33.
33, all right. And how old's your husband?
33.
All right, I'm going to play a Dr. Laura song for you.
Oh, you're Dr. Laura.
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep listening now. Turn it up. Okay. Turn it up because it's radio and it's got soul. Okay.
Turn it up.
All right, I'll find it. Oh, God, where are you, Dr. Laura?
Whenever I hear
doctor, I think of a soap opera. And whenever I think of a soap opera, I think of playing this darn song. Where's Dr. Laura? She should have her own soap opera. Dr. Laura. There wouldn't be any relationships in that particular show. A lot of violence. Could be the most violent soap opera ever. With Dr. Laura. But where's my song about Dr. Laura? I found it. It is over. Wait. I'm Dr. Laura. You can call me the Stomping Mayor. I was a commandant at Stalag 3, 1944. I know that comes as a surprise to a lot of you, seeing that I'm Jewish, but I couldn't help but have a little bit of respect for the militant ways of the Germans.
I'm feeling good. I'm from my head to my jack boots.
All right, here's a song. Here's a song. Lighten up now, Dr. Lauren. Cheers.
Dr. Laura, why don't you come to your senses? Put down your defenses and let's get drunk. Oh, you're a hard one, but come on, let's stop this bloodshed before this caller is dead from suicide. Don't your mind get tired from the daily grind, that piety, that endless whine? It's hard to tell one beating from the next. Slap a collar here, kick a collar there. I'm at home pulling out my hair. Oh, please. Dr. Laura, just one time, how about some whiskey? Share a shot with old Mishki. Let's talk of old times. Oh, life is too short for you to keep up this preaching. Let someone else do the teaching.
Someone else do the teaching.
Oh, let the clergy do the preaching. Let me buy you a drink.
Throwing that one out to the lovely family driving back from Alexandria in their minivan. Drive safely, folks. Back after this.
Mishki, AM 1500 KSTP.